Yirmiyahu Perichav Beis Pasuk Aleph Ilyanishmas Betzalel Tzavi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Many apologies if you hear the muted sound of drums and beats by Dre. My neighbor occasionally likes to play the drums in their basement, and I believe now is one of those times. So Yirmiyahu was at the Beis Hamikdash, and now he is told to go down, to the palace of the king, because the Beis Hamikdash was up higher. There was actually a special passageway that we've seen earlier in Nach between the king's palace, the seat of power, political power, royalty, security for the land. But he's going to go down there and tell them that there is no security and everything's about to collapse around their ears, but that there's still a way to possibly avert this. Ko Amar Hashem, raid Beis Melech Yehuda. So Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, go down to the palace of the king of Yehuda, descend from the Temple Mount to the city, give this prophecy directly to the king himself, and speak there the following to the king's ears, say the Radak, the Abarbanel, and also repeat it in the palace so that everybody should hear. And you can hear that there's a positive future if you straighten up and fly right. Beis v'yomar toshema dvar Hashem melech Yehuda yoshev al kisei David. And you will say, hear the word of God, O king of Yehuda who sits on the throne of David HaMelech. And inevitably throughout Sefer Melachim, whenever somebody, in kingship was compared to David HaMelech, it was either favorably, he did that which was righteous, just as his father David did, or to compare him unfavorably, to say that he didn't live up to the example that David HaMelech had set for all of his progeny. You need to listen, your servants, and the nation who come to these gates. Everybody needs to hear the message. The gates may be the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe the gates to the king's palace. Nobody ever came in, says Radak, into the king's palace on a horse or a chariot. They always came on foot. So they come into the gates, in a sense, in a penitent manner, in a humble manner. And so, you should come in and listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gimel, Ko Amar Hashem. Asu Mishpatu Tzedakah. Very simple message. This is what Hashem tells you. Perform justice, righteousness, and charity. V'atzilu gazul miyad ashok. And save that which was robbed. Save the plunder from the hands of the robber. And we mentioned this before, that sometimes this can refer to literally stolen objects. It can refer to those who defraud people to take their property and their money away from them. Maybe it can refer to guys on scooters who belong to a gang from Venezuela who knock women over and steal their phones and then unlock them and use cash apps to steal all your money. Rescue the robbed property from the hands of the robber. Sorry, that was in the news just the other day. V'ger yasom v'almona al tonu al tachmosu. And the ger, which might mean a literal convert to Judaism, but it also might mean just somebody who has come here to live in Eretz Yisrael in what they think is peace and security. And these are the classic people that you're warned against oppressing at least 36 times in the Torah. The ger, the yasom, the orphan, the almana, the widow. Do not, tonu can mean do not exploit them, do not defraud them. Tonu also means heavy interest. Ona'ah, it's mentioned throughout the Gemara. Bava Metzia, I believe, is a whole bunch of prakim about Ona'ah. And al tachmosu, don't steal from them, don't commit chamas against them. Chamas always means vice, often financial vice. Stealing from other people by force is usually an element of violence in Hamas. Not a big surprise. V'dam naki al tishpachu b'makom hazeh. Do not spill innocent blood in this place. Now, if that is a discussion about the Beis HaMikdash, then we could be referring back yet again to the very famous story of Zechariah Hanavi, who just wanted to speak the truth, but was murdered at the hands of the king. A king who had been a righteous king, but who turned his back on righteousness. Dalakim aso ta suicide of, because if you do this thing, If you make a so ta'asu, it implies if you make an extra effort to do this thing. Uva'u v'sharei habayis hazeh. And then entering into these gates will come a melachim yoshvim l'david al kiso. Kings of the house of David sitting on his throne will come into these gates. A rosy future for the Malchus based David. Rochvim barechev uvasusim, riding on chariots and horses, which we said before, people don't generally come into these gates riding on chariots and horses. So this is a moment of triumph. Hu va'avadav v'amo, he and his servants and his nation. So remember, we're speaking to the current king and his servants and his nation, and the future generation that will do wonderful things, he and his servants and his nation will come in triumph. But hey, v'im lo sishma'u es ha'davarim ho'ela. But if you refuse to listen, if you don't hear these words, be nishbati niyum Hashem ki l'chor bo yiyah bayis hazeh. Then I swear by myself, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate object of an oath, that this house will become a ruin. Now, do we mean here the palace? Do we mean here the Beis HaMikdash? Could be either, could be both. So if Klal Yisrael doesn't straighten up and fly right, then all of this is going to absolutely be destroyed. Here's your choice, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. If you reform, if you repent, you could still turn things back. But don't rely on the Beis HaMikdash or the palace to save you. Neither politics nor religion are going to save you from the Churban that is to come if you don't rectify your actions and your attitudes.